Give me the cue when I'm on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are sorry. It has been 2 weeks since we have been on. But you know what? Even though we've let you down, we're back. And not only are we back, we're better than ever. And we're not going to let you down again.
I don't know about that.
Well,
I mean the better than ever part.
Yeah.
Not sure about that.
Well, we're back. Let's just point that out.
How are we doing, everybody?
Hello, everyone.
Welcome back to Big Splash WrestleCast. It's been a while. Seems like we're going to be... This is like a bi-weekly thing or every three... I don't know. It's been a couple of weeks. You know, things have been a little busy in the wrestling world as well as our personal lives. Big stuff happened since the last podcast. I mean, we had Survivor Series since the last podcast.
I guess, right? We had Survivor Series.
We had interesting things there. We had Mark Henry retained his title, and Punk won his.
Mm-hmm.
You know, won the title, and you know, everybody was all hippity dippity happy about that.
Yep.
The Rock
came back.
The Rock came back and kind of whooped butt a little bit. A lot of stuff is happening. The direction is the winds of change have cometh. I feel like they're starting the John Cena heel turn slowly and very slowly, which is nice. Started on Survivor Series. It started with everybody chanting don't tag Cena and like stuff like that. So, you know, and then the following Raw or two Raws later or whatever it was, Piper. Slapping the taste out of Cena's mouth, telling him, you know, you can't ignore the fans.
Yes.
How does it not get to you?
It's true, but then we see last night he becomes a heel, but then he's a good guy by helping Zack Ryder beat Mark Henry.
He beats Zack Ryder, which costs Zack Ryder his U.S. title match, but at the same time he gives up his WWE title match so that Zack Ryder could get one more match. And then comes out and then gives the attitude adjustment to Mark Henry last night, or 2 nights ago, depending on when I put this up, and gives Zack Ryder his U.S. title shot, which was cool because it was a no DQ match, whatever, false count anywhere.
Yep.
Saw that one coming. But I think they're kind of doing this whole thing where Cena's going to be going back and forth. He does something heel, he does something face, he does something heel, he does something face. I think it'll be interesting. It'll be something new. It'll take him out of the title picture, which would be nice.
By the way, the title picture right now, which for those of you who may or may not have seen Raw, we are having a triple threat TLC match.
That's right.
It's going to be CM Punk, the champion, versus The Miz and Alberto Del Rio.
Interesting main event. It should be okay.
It is very interesting. I am getting very sick and tired of Alberto.
Yeah,
he's getting very.
You know what? I could see a face turn for him. You know, they're thinking about, you know, Henry going face now. That Daniel Bryan, like that whole nonsense on SmackDown where he cashed in his money in the bank on a knocked out Henry, and it was reversed because Henry wasn't cleared to wrestle, and then Henry was cutting a very face promo saying stuff like. You know, I'll go out. I'll wrestle on a busted ankle. I'll do it. You know, because that's the kind of champion I am, which is very face of him. But then he, you know, and he has a very good match with Daniel Bryan the following night. Was it the following night? On the live SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
They had a great cage match. He won clean, which was cool. But you know, I see some strange things. And then he did the thing with Zack Ryder, which, again, wasn't very heel. Like, he didn't cut a promo. He didn't do anything like that. He just kind of came out and then wrestled. So there's a really big lack of faces in the company. Like, right now you have Punk, you have Sheamus, and you have Cena, and you have Orton.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Orton is probably not going to be in the title picture for a while because he dominated it for so long. So you have guys like Sheamus that are probably going to get some love soon, but really that's it. Like, you have Sheamus, and like when R-Truth comes back after his suspension, you know,
which is another thing that has happened since we've been gone.
Suspension. They swapped out him and Evan Bourne, who should have both been suspended at the same time. John Morrison is gone from the WWE.
Yep, we do not know
if he is
coming back to TNA.
Coming to TNA.
Or coming to TNA for that matter. We don't know. There's in the works of him possibly
And he's also going to be in talks with WWE soon.
Yeah, so he's also going to be talks with WWE. If you have been seeing some promos being cut on not only on TV, but on the internet.
On the
internet. We'll be getting some YouTube clips of this strange little boy talking about something that's going to happen on 1-2-2012, which could be the likings of...
It could be a return of either the Taker or Jericho. It seems like it's going to be Jericho unless they can't
Someone, actually very interesting, doesn't want both of them, but actually wants someone else. Mm-hmm. He wants Ryback, Skip Sheffield, to make his return.
With that video, he's not getting a video promo. Return.
Well, I don't know. Listen, I'm still waiting for the return
Big Daddy V. I want Big Daddy V. That's who it should be.
Listen, I'm still waiting for Brodus Clay to come back. Oh, we have an email?
Franklin, our friend Franklin, says, The Rock's return at Survivor Series was awesome. Mm. When The Rock was in the ring for the first 7 minutes, he outperformed Cena in everything he has ever done. I did like the Punk Del Rio finish. Del Rio made it look good. Also, Triple H says, if we weren't PG in the WWE 12 story mode, the video game. So there you go.
So he's played the story mode.
Yes, and apparently there's, you know, a line about them being PG in it.
Yeah, of course.
We also have another one, which I'm not sure if I read last show. Does this sound familiar? His best WrestleMania arena is 9, and his second would be 24.
Okay.
WrestleMania, he thinks 27 is his favorite, because Punk versus Orton, Edge and Del Rio, Rey and Cody, Undertaker, Triple H, Miz and Cena.
Yeah, but that's recent. Matches.
Yeah. I didn't like The Rock's intro to Mania. It was dragged out and boring. I'm hoping for Mark Henry to have a long title run, like until next year's Survivor Series. That's wishful thinking. Also, I don't see what you see in Daniel Bryan. I liked only one match he had, and it was on SmackDown back when he had the horrible theme song. I think his promos need work, and when he is in the ring, all I could think is what's going to happen next on the show. I cringe when he won that Money in the Bank, because that means he's going to eventually be a champion, and I don't want that to be.
I don't see him being champion.
I do.
I think he's going to be one of the first to lose.
He's going to eventually win the title, though. He's a similar style wrestler, not charisma, but style of a guy like... Jericho, who proved that a smaller guy can win, you know, the championship, outside of a Lucha guy or a roided out, you know, Chris Benoit. It's like when Hardy won the title, I wanted to stop watching wrestling. Sorry about the bashing, but every time we talk about him, we put him on a pedestal, and I don't think he's even close to earning it yet. Here's the thing. For about 10 years in the indie scene, Daniel Bryan was the hottest sought independent wrestler because he puts on 5-star matches whenever he's allowed to wrestle his style. WWE's style is much less physical. They don't allow the true wrestling, true gritty sort of style that we're used to, you know, 10 years ago, you know, in WWE. Yep. Like when the Radicals came in and like they had that very ground style, the ECW style, but like not extreme, but just focused on beating the hell out of each other with wrestling moves. Mm-hmm. Now it's more about wrestle a little bit until somebody gets their 5 moves thing, and oh, vintage Orton, oh, vintage Cena, oh, vintage Henry, oh, vintage everybody, vintage this one, vintage Christian, whoever's going to do their moves. Everybody's got to get their moves in, and then they do the finish spot. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how wrestling's come now, and it's not conducive to a guy like John Morrison. That's not conducive to a guy like Daniel Bryan. It's not good for a guy like...
It's good for Punk?
Punk has his moves, but I noticed this yesterday on Raw. He does his moves out of nowhere. He doesn't just do his 5 moves of doom for the end of the match. He does the running knee almost different in every match. Mm-hmm. The running knee bulldog. He doesn't do it to set up his finisher. He just does it in the middle of the match. Whenever he sees a guy in the corner and he knows he has enough distance, he'll do it. Yeah. Unlike Orton, who once he does two clothesline, you know, scoop slam, he's going to punch the mat until he can either hit an RKO or it's reversed, and then they do the finish
spot. Or do the TDT, yeah, right. Exactly.
His DDT is one of the things he does in the middle of the match, but that's something you know he's going to do in every single match. Mm-hmm. And it's always the same. It's always like, okay, he's by the ropes, he's going to do it. He's by the ropes, he's going to do it, you know, whatever. Back to Daniel Bryan. He's a workhorse. He's what the mid-card should be, but he, what do you call it? He exemplifies what they're trying to be eventually, like what they're trying to do with, you know, to compete with TNA, Wrestling Matters and all that stuff. They're starting to bring up these guys who are about wrestling and less about, you know,
entertainment.
And you know, entertainment. They're thinking about the whole wrestling thing. They're like Vince let up on the punishments for people saying they're a wrestler, stuff like that, which I believe was Punk like pleading with him, because Punk said, I don't want to be a sports entertainer. I want to be a wrestler. Like that's what I wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know, when I wrestle, it's an entertainment, but I'm wrestling at, you know, whatever. So that's what I got to say about that little email. As far as the this last WrestleMania wasn't terrible. It just wasn't. I don't think it was, you know, great. I thought
from that WrestleMania, you know, nothing against Franklin, but the only match that I liked from that WrestleMania was Rhodes and Rey Mysterio.
Mm.
That's my favorite match. Other than that, not every match was great.
I thought Del Rio and Edge was good.
Oh, let's talk about this. I'm sorry for bashing this WrestleMania 27. You had a match that was an 8-man tag match between members of the Core and the Big Show and Kane and Santino Marella and whoever the F was the other guy and Ezekiel Jackson.
Right.
Okay. Or no, he was on the Core. Anyway.
No.
Okay.
It was somebody.
Anyway, explain to me how their entrances were longer than the match.
Yeah. Well, the match was filler. It's as simple as that.
And you're going to put that
card.
Go ahead.
We have a couple of new matches. Actually, I think this might be. No, this is going to spoil SmackDown, actually.
It is.
So, yeah, we got two matches that were added from this SmackDown.
Let me just take a look. What has been added? Okay, that's going to be good. Nice. Oh wow! Okay. Yeah.
All right. So we got two entertainments.
You're gonna enjoy it when you see SmackDown. But so far, the card at this point will be Dolph Ziggler versus Zack Ryder for the United States Championship.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna be seeing John Cena. So far, is not on the card. My apology.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be seeing
Henry Big Show.
Henry Big Show.
Right?
Yep.
Doing that again. Yep.
Again. Henry Big Show again. We're going to be seeing a three-way dance for the in a TLC match for the title with Punk, Miz, and Del Rio. And other than that, and we're going to see an interesting match: Kevin Nash versus Triple H.
Yes.
In a sledgehammer.
In a ladder match, but there's a sledgehammer above the ring, and getting it does not win the match. Getting it just lets you be able to use it.
Yes.
Which will be interesting.
Yes.
What would be interesting is if you take it down, you use it, and then the other person somehow uses it on you. Is he disqualified?
Well, there's no disqualification.
That's the point. And they should just both go up there. I'll bring my own sledgehammer. Put it under the ring. We have a little more news. CM Punk has a fractured hand.
Really?
He fractured his right hand.
How?
X-rays were done today, and they revealed that his right hand may be fractured. He also commented that The Rock is a blatant liar. Says The Rock comes up with another lie, claiming his shirt is the most sold in WWE. We all know it's the CM Punk T-shirt that's most sold. Okay.
How did he suffer? Did they tell him about how?
I don't know for sure, but you know, I was watching a match last week. I think it was. It was. Who did Swagger fight?
Swagger fought. Swagger fought. Did he fight?
He was going against somebody, and he went to do
Zach
the Swagger
Ryder.
Bomb. Yeah, it was Zack Ryder.
It was Zack Ryder.
And he went to the Swagger Bomb and stepped right on. Like, you notice, like, when Swagger stomped and then he stopped, he didn't go and do the move. And then Cole's like, oh, Ryder tried to trip him.
Yeah.
He stepped right on his hand. And, like, you saw Ryder's, like, finger completely sideways. Like, it was completely sideways. And you saw him pop it back in.
So, wait. You said that Ryder has a fractured hand?
No. It is CM Punk. But I was just reminded of when Ryder,
okay.
It was Ryder's left hand. Just got stomped on, and you just saw his finger like all crooked and stuff. And he was he like put it by his chest and like popped it back, and then Swagger
then
did
continued
the bomb again.
Jesus.
Lillian Garcia's back.
I'm shocked.
She is officially SmackDown's ring announcer.
Yeah, so get ready, folks.
Get
on
ready.
Friday, you will hear Lillian Garcia sing the national. No, she's going to be announcing the shows again. Okay.
She is.
Why is she back? I'm interested.
Don't know. Don't know.
Don't care.
I missed her. She was fun. She was different.
Then who used to be the announcer for SmackDown then? Who was that guy?
It was Chimmel. Chimmel.
So where's Chimmel going? Mm-hmm. Going to Superstars?
Maybe he was fired.
Oh, man.
Let's see. So yeah, we had that mystery thing. So you know, we've had pretty eventful stuff. I think this thing with Cena. Honestly,
I don't see him turning heel just yet.
No, it's not going to be yet. It's going to be around the Rumble.
Yeah, but what could he do to essentially become a heel?
He could do two things. Okay. He could embrace the booze and start doing heel things on purpose to say, this is what you wanted. There you go. You got it. Like, you know, him and Ryder as a tag team, let's say, and the crowd is chanting, you know, we want Ryder, we want Ryder. He tags Ryder in, and then Ryder goes to get a hot tag to Cena, and Cena walks away. He's like, you wanted Ryder? Now he's getting his ass kicked because that's what you wanted. Huh. And he just walks away.
All right.
I think it's as simple as that because the kids will still root for Cena to be a good guy, and sometimes he will, but ultimately he's going to make, I think the best way they could do it is make the fans that hate him eat crow. Like, okay. Shove it in their face and make what they want happen be a bad thing that happens. Like, to the wrestlers they do like. Mm. Like, without Cena, the guys they are cheering are nothing. Without Cena being a good guy, Zack Ryder doesn't get his U.S. title shot. Mm. You know what I mean? So, you know, if he's going to be a bad guy, you know, other people are going to, you know, suffer for it.
You think people are going to cheer for Cena when he's at WrestleMania if he's a heel then?
I don't. WrestleMania is in Miami. That's The Rock's hometown.
Yeah.
And it's WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He's going to be booed no matter what.
Yeah.
So I don't think it really matters what he does.
Uh-huh.
I don't think he needs to be a heel in that match. I think Vince wants it to be a face versus face, like. Hulk Hogan, you know, versus Macho Man. He wants it to be like this face, this everybody loves everybody in this match. Let's have a grand old time. Mm. Honestly, I think the absolute best thing that could happen to this WrestleMania card is if one of them gets hurt and can't wrestle each other. Because if you go into it with only like 2 months of who's a defined heel, who's a defined face, or you let Cena get booed half and cheered half and Rock only get cheered, that's going to hurt the match. Unless you take the time to make one person a defined, definitive heel and one a defined, definitive face, the match is not going to be as powerful.
Like when they did with The Rock and Hogan.
No, because that was everybody cheered for everybody. Mm. Everybody cheered for both of them. It was just who could cheer louder. That's all that was.
It's true.
And it was the same people cheering. You cheered for Hogan, and then when there was Rockstar, you cheered louder. And when it was Hogan, you cheered even louder. Mm-hmm. That's just how it was. You're not going to get this with this because people don't like Cena. They just don't like him. They don't want, you know, nobody, you know, you don't see, like, I mean, what's a good analogy? What can I say? Wrestling's a tough business to get over in, and Cena's over no matter what. So he deserves to be in a main event of WrestleMania no matter what. Mm. To say The Rock deserves it is, I don't believe he does. It's been 8 years. I don't think he really belongs in like the main event. But I think the best thing that can happen is if one of them gets hurt and they have to postpone this and they do it right. They make Cena definitive heel. They make The Rock the definitive heel. The way you could do that with The Rock, align him with Vince McMahon. Align him with Laurinaitis. Align him with somebody that everybody hates. And The Rock chooses that side. Does not care about the people. Does not care about putting boots to asses. He just wants to put money in his pocket. And there you go. Rock's a heel. Everybody will boo him. They'll still cheer when he does the Rock Bottom in the people's elbow. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody still cheers when Hogan puts his hands to his ear. Doesn't matter. Which is nice, I guess. You know, I mean, I don't really know what his role is. I guess he's just kind of hanging out.
That's all he's doing.
It seems like that's like his role is just hanging out. I think I think it should be Mick Foley, Undertaker at WrestleMania. I think he should be Taker's opponent this year.
You really?
Absolutely.
Coming back. Hold on. Wait. Time out.
I think this should be, I think Mick Foley should say, win or lose, this is my last match, and I want my very last match that I will ever compete in to be to try and take Undertaker's streak. Undertaker, you know, he could say something like, I know you, Taker. I know you're not done. I know you're not going to retire after this one. You always have other opponents you could go out, you could choose next year. But I want to be the one that goes, because that gives him 3 or 4 months to get in shape. 4 months, five months.
And so do you think he'll do this like at the Slammies?
No, probably when Taker returns.
So what you think he's going to return like in January with like probably, if the thing doesn't fall through with Jericho?
I think. Yeah, I mean, well, no,
Whenever he can return.
Whenever, I think, I don't even think he has to return. I think you could do the same thing Shawn Michaels did, where Shawn Michaels asked every week until Taker showed up. Could do that.
Yeah.
You know, he could just, you know, say.
What about who's also making a return? Kane,
yes.
With a mask.
The mask is on fire and on the ground, so I doubt it.
Well, yeah, but he's been putting it on in the newer segments.
Well, we'll see.
Oh, man, we'll see. Be so happy to come back with the old mask.
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, Kane's solid, you know. It depends if he's face or heel, which is what makes me believe that it's going to be Taker and Kane. I hope not, because it's his last run, but, like...
I think this is Kane's last run.
We'll see. I mean, Taker needs an opponent that isn't in the company and performing every month at a pay-per-view. Mm. You know, it shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't even be Triple H at this point, because Triple H has Kevin Nash to deal with. He does. And if you think it's going to end at TLC, you're dead wrong. TLC is not a marquee pay-per-view. They're not going to end this feud at that pay-per-view. Nash has to win. Nash has to win. You're going to suck all the steam out of Nash. He's going to have nothing to do for the rest of his contract if he loses to Triple H. I hope he brings somebody in, whether it's Sean Waltman or, you know, anybody else. Not Scott Hall, obviously, because
I can see him bringing back HBK.
No. It needs to be somebody that can have a match. I mean, we know HBK can, but he's a hypocrite if he does. If HBK has another match, he's a hypocrite.
Yeah.
So it could be Sean Waltman. It could be somebody else from TNA.
It's not going to be Scott Hall.
Could be Scott Steiner. I'm just saying, like, it could be.
All right.
You know, honestly, it could be. I just think, you know, or Triple H brings in somebody.
All right.
You know, there has to be another cog thrown in this mix.
Like, what? You see, like, I just thought of Diamond Dallas Page. I have no idea why.
Yeah, that's a little weird. I would honestly like to see the NWO come back the way it first happened, where it was initiating people into it and them trying to get people into it and, like, picking the top heels, like, and, like, beating people up and, like, being vicious while still because you could still do that PG as long as you're not saying, you know, ass and shit all over the place on, you know, on TV. Like, they could get away with it. They could totally get away with it. That would be a great place for a guy like Brodus Clay.
I'm still waiting for Brodus Clay.
Yes, we all are waiting for Brodus Clay. Another week has gone by without Brodus Clay.
Where the hell is Brodus Clay? Please. Okay, listen. If WWE probably will never hear this, but I'm just letting you know. There's 3 hours next week for the Slammies.
Mm-hmm.
3 hours.
This
right?
is the second 3-hour show in about a month.
Yeah, probably. Please put Brodus Clay in a match. Put him in a match.
You know who got Brodus Clay's airtime?
Put him in with Evan Bourne.
You know who got his airtime?
Who?
Kevin Nash, squashing Santino, got Brodus Clay's airtime. Guarantee it. Kevin Nash didn't need a match.
Unbelievable.
He didn't need a match. But he tweeted that he had his wrestling gear, so they had to give him a match.
Yeah, they had to give him something.
Fucking Twitter. Yeah, so, I mean, whatever. All right, we have a new segment that needs to, or not a new segment. We have to update people on on this segment. Yes. We have done this segment before. We need to talk about our Fave Five. We haven't talked about we haven't mentioned our Fave Five in a long time.
That's true.
Mike, I'm going to go with my Fave Five. Number five is Daniel Bryan. He's moved down a few spots, but he's my number five.
Okay.
Number four, CM Punk. He makes me laugh every week. He's fun to watch. I like him.
Okay.
Number three, Cody Rhodes. My Fave Five really hasn't changed much, has it? And then there's Dolph Ziggler at number two.
Ooh, he's jumped up.
And then my number one in my Fave Five right now is Kevin Nash. I know it's weird, but I like seeing him jazzed up to wrestle.
I like to inform everyone that I am staring at Steve.
I like that he's wrestling again. I like that he's doing, you know, the right thing and having a good time and like all that stuff. He looks like he's motivated. He looks like he's, you know, ready to have some fun. And he's in my Fave Five. He's number one. He's number one. He's cutting very good promos. He's not rusty at all.
I still think he's drunk on the mic.
Oh yeah, he's probably drunk. All actually, right. I think that's his character. Because he's Big Daddy Cool. He's going to be cool. Yeah, he's big sexy. Don't forget.
Oh, God.
And if I had to have, you know,
honorable mention?
An honorable mention, I would probably say it would be not Zack Ryder because he's still not impressing me in the ring.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
You want me to do my Fave Five?
Sure, you could do your Fave Five.
I'll give you my Fave Five right now. Number five right now is Cody Rhodes. Okay. Cody Rhodes is my number five.
Okay.
Number four is Wade Barrett. Number four is I think Wade Barrett is doing really well right now. I like the Barrett Barrage thing going on.
He's my honorable mention probably.
Yeah. Okay. Number three would be Dolph Ziggler.
Because he is perfection.
Because he is perfection.
Because he's a show-off.
Yes, exactly. And I love it. Number two is The Miz.
Mm-hmm.
I love what The Miz is doing right now. He's climbing up my top five. Wasn't even in my top five the last time. Fave five. Number one, it's still Punk. You can't knock him down. He hasn't been able to be knocked down yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's my Fave Five.
All right. Any honorable mention?
Honorable mention?
I have a second honorable mention.
He has to still impress me a little bit more in the ring, and that would be Zack Ryder.
My other honorable mention is not a wrestler anymore. Well, he is once a year.
Okay.
My honorable mention is Jerry the King Lawler because he is finally making comebacks to Cole that Cole can't come back to.
Oh.
Like he has nothing to say after, because King just makes fun of him now, and it's great. So he's an honorable mention to my Fave Five. Do you have anything else to add before we get into our very special segment TNA in a moment?
Just one more thing I like to add. Do you have the new wrestling game?
I don't.
You don't.
I have the money on my Best Buy gift cards.
Okay.
Last time I went, they were sold out.
Oh.
So I haven't been able to pick
it
up.
So then we'll save it for the opinions of WWE
12? We'll review WWE 12 on the next podcast.
Okay, because I'm sure.
Which could be in a month.
All right, perfect. Well, that seems really messed up.
Yes.
But let's do TNA in a moment.
TNA in a moment starts now.
All right. Guys, listen, TNA, I'm on the fence right now with TNA.
They dropped the ball again.
Yeah. And it's not just that. I want to first let everyone know, if you didn't know, the reason why Jeff Hardy and Jeff Jarrett had three or four matches at that one pay-per-view was because Jeff Hardy was wrestling with an injured back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why all the matches were quick and quick, quick, quick. But just to let you know a couple of things, Robert Roode, is still feuding with AJ Styles because, as we know, James Storm is not there right now. He's still injured.
He's out for a while.
Okay. We are actually having a very interesting match that's going to be happening at the next pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be having Jeff Jarrett versus Jeff Hardy.
Neither of those interest me at all.
Hold on. They are fighting.
Yes.
Okay. With some specific ramifications.
Okay. What are the stipulations for this match?
All right. So the stipulations. This is an amazing match. First off, they first are going to be facing in a cage match.
Wonderful.
Okay. Doesn't
TNA have an entire pay-per-view dedicated to the cage matches?
Yes. Okay. It's called Lockdown.
Yes. Continue.
Okay. Anyway, that's the first thing. And the only way to win is to escape.
Okay.
Okay. So good concept. All right. I like that.
Yes.
Next. If Hardy wins, He gets a world title shot.
Who cares? Okay, continue.
If Jarrett wins, Hardy is gone from TNA.
One can only wish.
Yes. And just the other thing, Karen Jarrett is banned from ringside.
Wonderful.
Yes.
You know what should happen? I think Jeff Hardy should start painting his face like Sting and start impersonating Sting. I think that should be his new character. He should be mocking Sting all the time.
All right.
Well, anyway,
hold on.
TNA in a moment.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all the time we have for TNA. TNA in a moment is over. Again, you can check out TNA at the TNA wrestling show that they do.
Yeah.
On that network.
Impact Wrestling.
Yes. You can follow us on the Twit Space.
Yes.
At Big Splash Cast. I'm actually off this Monday from work, so I could actually tweet during Raw.
Woo!
Yes, it's going to happen. You could go, you know, see our writings or my writings, because somebody still doesn't want to write for the website, at BigSplashWrestleCast.com. We're also on the Cool Side of the Pillars website. What's the name of the website?
It is right now, it's the Cool Side. It's CoolSideArmy.com.
CoolSideArmy.com. There's a wrestling section there, which they take some of the stuff that I write on the other site. They put it there. They have their own stuff that they put up there. And they'll put a link to this podcast as well. Rate us on iTunes, comment, review us and comment on us. Give us, you know, the higher the stars, the more people find us. You can email any questions you have at bigsplashpodcast@gmail.com, bigsplashpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
If you have any questions, we will read it like we did to Franklin's two emails. I believe that's all I had. I don't think I had any others.
We didn't get anyone from the...
I think the last time we got one from Mr. Bacon was 2 weeks ago. Let me see.
I miss Mr. Bacon.
Mr. Bacon was a good people. He was good
Hold
people.
On. There is one thing I wanted to do.
Okay.
Okay, before we go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last time that we got together,
mm-hmm.
we had Rate the Superstar.
Ah, yes, we did.
We did do Rate the Superstar. We so did. This time...
We could do an abridged version.
I wanted
to
do just a little bit of an abridged version on a specific superstar.
Okay.
Because this guy is actually included in WWE 12.
Okay.
And what I'd like to know is, what is your opinion of a wrestler by the name of Vader?
Vader. Vader to me, all right, Vader, without going too much into his history, he was one of my favorite big guys for a very long time in the, you know, mid to late 90s. He was underutilized in WWF. He was really, really big in WCW. He was like their main guy.
Yep.
So when WWF/E picked him up, it was supposed to be huge, but they never really utilized him. That's not his fault. He still put on great matches. He's a very agile big guy, akin to like Bam Bam Bigelow. I would even say he's better than Bam Bam. Vader, to me, I would give him about a B.
Okay.
He gets an A for his WCW run, he gets a C for his WWE run, and average that out, comes out to a B.
Okay.
What
I like
you?
That. I mean, I agree. I think WCW was his prime moments.
Mm-hmm.
In the WWE, they dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know how to make him. Was he even champion in WWE?
No, he never won the championship. He was in the final four pay-per-view for the championship.
No, he was.
But yes, with Stone Cold, Undertaker, Bret Hart.
It's unbelievable that guy. Yeah, they didn't really capitalize on his character. And I mean, he never did ECW, so you know that was just.
I think he did at the end. Don't quote me on that, but I vaguely remember seeing him. That may have been Bam Bam, though. I may be getting them confused. I don't
Probably.
Know. But yeah, he was also on Boy Meets World.
All right.
So.
That's not going to increase my grade. I would give him a B-.
Okay.
All right. I mean, great run with WCW. You know, he was one of their big guys pushing him.
He was,
at the same time, WWE
heel.
Just killed it.
He was their biggest heel in like 93, 94.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us. It's a shorter show. Hopefully next week will be a little longer, a little bigger. That's what she said. I'm Steve Fontana.
And I'm Mike Capizzo.
And keep reaching for the belts.